The following has been produced by the Center for Faith and Enterprise. We recommend you not listen while driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention. Instead, find a quiet time and place when you can listen without distraction. Today is called Good Friday, the fifth day of Holy Week. It is the day that Jesus died. During Holy Week, we anticipate Easter and the resurrection of Jesus. Before we get to the triumphant end, however, it is important to realize what Jesus had to go through. Reading the full story of the passion and death of Jesus, and letting the narrative speak for itself, can help us appreciate this. One of the aspects that makes the story so powerful is that Jesus encountered most of our greatest fears and still had the courage to see his mission through to the end. In addition to great physical pain, he experienced failure, abandonment by his friends, betrayal, humiliation, the feeling of being abandoned by God, and in the end, a painful, humiliating death. This is an adaptation of Mark chapter 14, verse 43, through to chapter 15, verse 39. Listen. As Jesus was speaking, he saw Judas coming towards him with a crowd armed with swords and clubs. They had been sent by the religious leaders to arrest him. Judas walked up to Jesus and kissed him, and addressed him as Rabbi. This was the prearranged sign that Judas used to identify Jesus to his captors. The men seized and arrested Jesus. As they did so, one of the people with Jesus sliced off the ear of the servant of the high priest with a sword. Jesus said to his captors, "Have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." Then he was taken away while his followers fled. Jesus was taken to the high priest and the other religious leaders and put on trial. They were looking for evidence so that they could execute him, but could not find any. While many people testified against him, their stories did not agree. Some accused him of saying he would destroy the temple and then rebuild it. But here, too, the stories conflicted and could not be taken as reliable. The high priest stood up and asked Jesus, "Have you no answer? What is it that they testify against you?" Jesus remained silent. Then the high priest asked, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the power, coming with the clouds of heaven." At this, the high priest tore his clothes and exclaimed, "Why do we still need witnesses? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?" They all condemned Jesus as deserving death. Some spit on him, while others hit him and put a blindfold on him, calling on him to prophesy. Then the guards took him out and beat him. Meanwhile, Peter had followed Jesus and his captors at a distance and was warming himself by the fire as he sat with the soldiers in the courtyard. A servant girl of the high priest came along and recognized Peter and accused him of having been with Jesus. Peter denied it, saying, "I do not know or understand what you are talking about." And then he went into the forecourt. The cock crowed. The servant girl, seeing Peter again, pointed him out to the bystanders, saying, "This man is one of them." Peter denied it again. After a little while, the bystanders again accused him, saying, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But Peter began to curse and said, "I do not know the man you are talking about." At that moment, the cock crowed again, and Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times." And Peter broke down and wept. When morning came, the priests consulted with the whole council. They then bound Jesus and led him out and took him to Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus would only reply, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused Jesus of many crimes. Pilate asked them, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you." But Jesus remained silent, and Pilate was amazed. It was the custom of Pilate to release one prisoner for the people at the time of the festival, so the crowd came to ask him to do so. Pilate asked them if they would like him to release the king of the Jews, in other words, to release Jesus. It happened that there was a rebel in prison by the name of Barabbas, who had killed another person. So the religious authorities stirred up the crowd to call for the release of Barabbas instead of Jesus. Pilate then asked the crowd what they wanted him to do with Jesus, and they responded, "Crucify him." Pilate asked, "What evil has he done?" But they shouted even more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, trying to appease the crowd, released Barabbas. He then had Jesus flogged and taken away to be crucified. Jesus was led to the courtyard of the palace and was surrounded and mocked by the entire cohort of soldiers. They put a purple cloak on him and made some thorns into a crown and put it on his head. They then saluted him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They spat upon him, beat him with reeds, and kneeled in mock homage to him. They then removed the purple cloak and took him to be crucified. The soldiers forced a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, to carry the cross. They then brought Jesus to the hill of Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. When they got there, they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he would not drink it. Then, at 9 o'clock in the morning, they crucified him. The charge read, "The King of the Jews." While he hung on the cross dying, the soldiers cast lots to decide how to divide his clothes. People passing by said, "Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." The chief priests and the scribes also mocked him, saying, "He saved others, but he cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now so that we may see and believe." Two bandits were crucified at the same time, one on either side of Jesus. They too mocked him. When noon came, darkness covered the land. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out loudly, "Eloi, Eloi, lemak sabachthani?" This means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" The bystanders said, "Listen, he is calling for Elijah." One of them ran and brought a sponge filled with sour wine on a stick and gave it to Jesus to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see if Elijah will come and take him down." Then Jesus cried out and died. At that moment, the curtain in the temple was torn in half from top to bottom. The centurion who was standing in front of Jesus saw him die and said, "Truly, this man was God's son." This is a very sad story, at least to this point. But reading the story of Good Friday can help us to understand the sacrifice that Jesus made. It can also help us to appreciate what the coming resurrection might mean in our lives and the lives of those around us. After reflecting on this passage, take a few minutes and pray silently, asking for whatever you need from God, knowing that He is with you and on your side.